I tried to play your phone call for the show, but it wasn't working. And so I read the Google instead.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. So, but a lot of people missed you.
Oh, yay. What did it? Did it say anything weird on the Google thing? Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Well, some of them.
No, it wasn't really anything crazy.
So. Did anybody have to touch Big Fatty's genitals?
That I know of.
Live, at least, on the air. I'm sure somebody touched them at some point.
The ground was touching them because they hang so low.
Tucked in the socks.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The ground was touching them because they hang so low.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3057. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of October 2019. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got more to tell you about from the Hatlanta trip. Big Fatty, we knew you couldn't remember it all yesterday. Hello, Scooters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your Scooters today. Big Fatty is in the Scooter Diaries. Well, no, not really. For those of you who were at the very first Pride 48, you will remember someone scooting across the floor like, you know, a dog with an itchy butthole. Big Fatty with itchy butthole. And, since we're talking about that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 15th of October, y'all, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, my relationship with this person goes back to the Little Fatty cast, way back. Yes, me Fatty. And this person lives in the Soames Bar, California, And, y'all, just as nice a person as you will ever meet. In fact, Big Ricky, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, he calls her his spirit mom. Big Fatty's, that's perfect for Halloween. Well, I don't think it's a Halloween spirit. I think it's I got nothing. Y'all, it is none other than Miss Melinda. Big Fatty, Melissa Miranda Melinda, that's the one. Like I say, the first year she came to, by the way, she came to my first meet and greet that I had out in the San Francisco, and I was just thrilled that she was there, and she came to the first Pride 48, and I don't know how she got talked into doing it, but y'all, she kind of drug her butthole across the carpet. Big Fatty, did it leave a racing stripe? I don't think so. I'm sure there'd be a cleanup fee if it had. But anyway, y'all, if you see Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda on the Twitty or the FaceSpace Wisher, a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of, well, we'll just call it special cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, there were a few things that I forgot to mention about my about my trip to Hatlanta. Yo, by the way, I went back and I looked. You know, I couldn't remember how much the cemetery, the inurnment. And this is, you know, this is for the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena. And the marker, I couldn't remember how much it was. It was $3,600 was the, I couldn't remember if it was 33 or 38, and y'all, I was pretty close. Anyway, I came back on Saturday, so this would have been Thursday evening. Y'all went and had, had supper with my, middle brother. It's just, it was just lovely. I had some kind of, what did I have there? I usually get the prime rib sandwich there. Yo, I had a steak solid with a gorgonzola dressing. Y'all, it was delicious. And some pickled onions. Big Fanny, that sounds like somebody's stripper name. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Pickled Onions. And y'all, after that, I went by the ATM machine to get some cash money. And y'all, I drive up, and y'all, I like this ATM machine because you can select the denominations that you want. And so y'all, I said, okay, well, I'm gonna take out $300. So I put my card in and punched in my code, and Big Fatty, what's your code? Well, I'm not going to reveal it here. Okay. Then it says, would you like a receipt? And I said, yes. And y'all, I had my hand right there by the slot on the machine, and it pops up and says, please take your cash. And nothing was coming out. And I'm like, well, there's nothing coming out. How am I supposed to take my cash money? And y'all, it just kept beeping and everything. And then all of a sudden the receipt pops out and, I got nothing. And y'all, I'm sitting in Ruby Red and I'm going, well, what's going on? And y'all, I look and y'all, I had my hand up at the slot where you're supposed to insert cash money. So, Big Fatty, it's just sad. It's just so sad to see the decline. And y'all, down below where all the screen and all this, below where, if you're looking out the window of your car, you don't see the slot where the cash money comes out. And so I saw it down there, and I was looking on the ground to make sure it hadn't blown away or anything. Y'all, evidently, it went back inside. Hey, that sounds vulgar. It's kind of like crowning, reverse crowning. I put my card back in, and I got another $300, but I knew where the cash money was going to come this time, and y'all, sure enough, it came out. And I was on my way, and I got back to the Hat Cave, and y'all, it had charged my account $600. And so y'all, I got up that fright morning, and I went down to the bank, and y'all, evidently the operations of the ATM machines and the branch are separate. And so they could not handle the crediting my account and all this kind of stuff. But on the Bank of America's app, they had a place where you can dispute charges and problems with the ATM machine and all that kind of stuff. So y'all, I did that, and y'all, it gave me it started calling. So I could talk to somebody. They said it's a lot quicker if you do it through the app than if you do it in just call the main number. And so y'all, I talked to this nice man, and he says, well, you know, the ATM machine will know that you did not take the cash if it takes it back in. He says, since both of the transactions are still pending, Let's wait and see. You know, it should work itself out. He says, let's wait and see if it does indeed correct itself. Well, y'all, by the weekend, the transactions were no longer pending, and the $600 was still taken. So y'all, I got on the www and I disputed the charge, and it opened a case number and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm waiting for that to resolve itself. But Big Fatty, it's just so sad. And y'all, if you think that's sad, just wait. So night, y'all, I told my brothers, you know, if there's something you want, you know, go ahead and start taking it, but just write down what you took so that we all know who's got what. And so, y'all, I loaded my car up with this. I brought back a portrait from 1986 of me and my two brothers that nobody else wanted. And y'all, they're the only blood family that I have left. And so I took it, and like I said, they didn't want it. And I brought my mother's Mixmaster. Y'all, it's on its last leg, but I figure if I can use it a couple of times, that'll be good. And I brought back a little stool. Big Fatty, like a stool sample? No, a wooden stool. Oh, well, that's much better. And what else did I bring? I brought something else, too. It was, y'all, my mother would make the nuts and bolts. Y'all, do you remember me posting the recipe for the nuts and bolts? It's like the Chex Mix, but it's her version of it. And there was a big, tall Tupperware container. And y'all, the only thing that ever went in that container was the Chex Mix, the nuts and bolts at the crema time. And both of my brothers agreed that I could have it. However, whenever I returned to Atlanta, I was to bring it with me filled with the nuts and bolts. I said, okay, I will agree to that. So I got that also. It seems like there may have been one or two other things also. But I didn't bring much back this first time. So y'all, I put that stuff in old Ruby Red on for right night and, you know, slept, got up the next morning and got my share and everything. And I packed, you know, I had a few things in the refrigerator that I packed up to bring back. And I had a couple of those cloth bags filled with stuff, and you know, I had all my paperwork and everything in one of them and all this. So y'all, I'm loading the valise and I brought back some bread baskets also. Big Fatty, you are just taking that estate to the cleaners. So y'all, when I went to put these things out in old Ruby Red, y'all, the garage door was open. Y'all, I had forgotten to close the garage door on Friday night. Big Fatty, it is just sad. Anyway, so y'all, I finished packing everything up, and I hopped in Ruby Red and head on back y'all, I'd gone out to the Sam's Club to get the gasoline on for right evening. Y'all, I think it was like $2.33 a gallon over there in the Hatlanta, and that was at the Sam's, and you know, it's about 20 cents cheaper than everywhere else, 20 to 25 cents cheaper. And so y'all, I'm heading on back to Charleston, and I'm about 45 minutes from being back here at the the Villa. And my youngest brother calls, and he says, you left your cloth bag, one of your cloth bags here. And I said, which I did? And he goes, yeah, it's got all your paperwork in it. Y'all, all the paperwork, the letters testamentary, the everything I need to open the estate bank account. And we had put all of her jewelry that might be worth something in a box, and I was bringing that back, and just all kinds of other stuff like that. The important shit. Y'all, I left it over there. Granny, but poor old thing. Are you gonna? Do we need to alert Veda to check on you so you're not sundowning? Well, maybe I'll get Sebastian to check on me, Granny. Anyway, so he was gonna FedEx the important paperwork over to me, so I can go ahead and get that bank account started, and then he and his wife are coming over to Charleston for an old coal miner's weekend towards the end of the month, so they're just going to bring the rest of it with them when they come over. But y'all, it's just... Big Fatty, it's just sad. It is just sad. It is true. And So, y'all, I think that was all of the Hatlanta portion of what I was going to tell you about. But y'all, I got back here to the villa, and y'all, I got back, and of course, I didn't have any food in the house, so I went to the Vonzies. Yes, Big Fatty. You hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, we can. We hear it. We hear it, y'all. I actually went to the Vonzies on Sunday, but anyway, I fucked that up. Hey, you've already forgotten that. Y'all, I bought two bags that had the good solid bags of solid, buy one get one free, and y'all, then they had that good Asian kale solid, three for $10, so I got two of each of those. Y'all, I got me some cream of chicken soup, because I'm gonna make me, and because they had the chicken bazooms, buy one get one free, so I'm just gonna make just some baked chicken with that. Y'all, I got me a fresh pineapple. It was on sale. Y'all, they have the pumpernickel croutons on sale, so I got a bag of those. I told you I got the boneless chicken bazooms. I felt like I needed to have a little more of the Halloween-y candies. So I got two bags. They were buy one, get one free. They had a little bag of those little bitty Irish potatoes on sale. Buy one, get one free. The honey gold, they're called. They had the Swanson chicken broth on sale. Because, you know, I'll be making the good lemon chicken soup here soon. Big fatty. They had the poke sausage on sale. I got a couple of rolls of that. I got some more of that country ham. Big Fatty, not spelled C. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Got that. Y'all, they had the Cheerios. I need those for the nuts and bolts. They were buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of boxes of those, and y'all, I had a coupon for that. And y'all, then if you spent $40, they gave you a package of bakery cookeries, two dozen cookeries for free, so I got that as well. Y'all, I spent $48.61, but I saved $34.92. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I still hadn't finished telling you about the weekend. Big Fatty! Y'all, oh! Oh, dear Cassie, y'all, one thing I did is I did tell my brothers that I would not be coming to Hatlanta for Thanksgiving or for Crema. Y'all, we're going to have Crema when I go over there on the 7th of December, and we have the interment there at the cemetery and all, and I'll be over there for a few extra days and all, too. So, anyway, that's that plan, and I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'm going to that Carrabba's wine dinner tonight with friends. And y'all, I'll finish telling you about the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Big Ricky. And Big Ricky was talking about his titties, T-I-D-D-I-E-S. And tell us more about them, Ricky.
The ground was touching them because they hang so low.
Oh, well, that's certainly something to be proud of for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.